This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Con, Lechavad Hanisuyim, Shel Yaakov and Dvora. Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Tuesday the 12th of March, Rabbi Emmanuel Dinan, receiving whiskey from your Seder night guest.
Good morning, Rabbi Sai. I hope that my few words of Dvar Halacha will find sufficient interest in your eyes and hopefully warm up your heart on this cold and frosty morning. Together with a whiskey. If that's not enough, you can top it up with a whiskey. So the Shaila is, I think it speaks for itself. I know of a couple of instances that this really happened. The guest was unaware that whiskey was chametz, and he came along and he gave the barabbas, the person who invited him, gave him a bottle of whiskey, and the question is, what is he to do with it? In fact, that happened to one relative of mine. I'll tell you another story which happened to another relative of mine. He's getting prepared to go to shul, putting on his Yom Tov clothes. And in his bedroom is a massive bag of pitas, fresh pitas, real chametz gomel on the night of Pesach. What happened? A friend... LED. a friend just before Bdikas Chometz, or just after Bdikas Chometz, he came along, he went to Bins and bought a whole pack of fresh pitas, freshly baked pitas, and came to visit. And he forgot this whole, the packet of pitas, and he wanted to know. So you can imagine that's a bit of an alarming start to the Yom Tov. Foreknowledge is always the best defense and the best weapon in how to deal with these situations. So as to quote one of the British Prime Ministers, we're going to go back to basics and deal with the question from the beginning. We'll start with the verses in the Torah and work our way through and Be'ezras Hashem deal with the Shaila. Now, just before we go back, what does the Olam think? What should he, let's go back to the whiskey, Shaila. What should he do? Yeah, the guest has placed the Glenlivet on the dining room table. What are the problems, first of all? What are the problems? Before we say the solutions, what are the problems? Upsetting the visitor, thank you. Upsetting the guest, got to be sensitive to the guest. What are the halachic problems as well?
Do you
own it? Are you Ivan Bali Motze? There's a problem of Mukte. Chometz is mukte on yeah.
So,
right, okay. But all these are the shailas. The shailas are mukte, balirai, balimotze. It depends. A sherry cask, then there's a shaila of enisu chalalisu. But so the shaila is, and of course he's got to whatever measures he takes, he's got to be sensitive to his guest. Alright, did the guest, that's another shaila, did the guest do mechiras chometz and didn't know that whiskey was part of the sale? We shall all... the balabai, does the balabai mechiras chometz help? Certainly not. He didn't receive it. It wasn't his at all. He sold the chometz, which was his at the time of the sale. This wasn't his. Now, a person who acquires, who goes and buys chometz on Pesach, is over on Bali and Bali Matzah. In fact, the Rambam says he gets Malkus. Yeah? So those are the shailas. Okay, so the solutions, it would have been nice to have the discussion, the solutions, but I think we should speed up and go up again. Okay, let's start from the beginning. We have two psukim in the Torah. On your sheet of sources, Shivat Yomim Matzah Yisrael Achbayam Hashoyin Tashbisu Seor Mibateichem Kichal. This is the pasuk. You have to get rid of Seor and Chometz. There's a mitzvah of Tashbisu, which is unique. You don't find this normally by other Yisurim. You're allowed to have Nevela in your house. You're allowed to have Chelev in your house. And nevertheless, here the Torah, apart from eating Chometz, the Torah also prohibits you and requires you to get rid of the chometz. Now, there is a mitzvah, I'll say, of tashbisu, getting rid of the chametz, and there's also two loving of bali yirai and bali matzeh, which is in the second pasuk, shivas yamim, se'oi lo yimotzeh bebateichem, right, that's pasuk, that's perek yud beis, pasuk yud tes, the pasuk lo yimotzeh bebateichem, and the other pasuk, in pasuk zayin, ולא יראה לך חמץ ולא יראה לך סעוי בכל גבולך. So that's called the issue of Baal Yiroi and Baal Yimotze. Why? It's interesting. I mean, quite a lot of Mepharshim say that. Why is it that there is a prohibition of owning chametz as opposed to the rest of the Isurim of the Torah? So one of, I can't remember who says it, but one of the Mepharshim says, it's Kimat Mepharsh in the Pasuk. Shivas yomi matzah istoichei lach b'yom arishon tashbisu sa'ol b'mlatechem. I want you to get rid, to destroy the chametz from your possession. Why? Ki kol oichel chametz v'nichrasa nefesh ha'im yisrael yom arishon ad yom shvi. Because it is such a severe prohibition. Because if you eat chametz, you chayav kares. That is why I require you to get rid of it so you don't come to the issur of achila. You may ask, but you're allowed to have chaylev. You're allowed to have other. So the answer is, but other isurim in the Torah, you normally bodil minei. You normally don't, you're not associated with that. Yeah, it doesn't go around eating fat. The chalovim asurim, the chadoim, other isurei kores. However, a person is accustomed to eat chametz during the year. So therefore, the two factors, the haino, it is an issur kores together with loy bodil minei, a person is not separated from chametz the rest of the year. That is why the Torah takes this precaution and adds an additional issur of not even owning chametz and requiring one to destroy it. Now, why is it bali yiroi and bali motzeh? So the Gemara discusses, this seems to be saying the same thing. So Baal Yiroi, the Gemara says, if I would have said only Baal Yiroi, I would have thought only chametz, which is visible, seen, right? What about chametz, which I put in the ground, the Gemara says, or chayra huadin in the cupboard, and it's closed, I lock it with a door, that's not Baal Yiroi, I can't see the chametz. That's why Baal Yimotze, it is in your vicinity, right? It is found, it is to be found, something which is in your vicinity, although you can't see it, it's definitely to be considered found. So that's why I need Baal Yimotze as well, right? Baal Yiroi is not sufficient, you need Baal Yimotze as well. The Gemara also says, you need Baal Yimotze to tell me that even if it's not your chometz, if it's the chometz of a non-Jew, but if you are mekabel achrayis, if you accepted responsibility, for instance, you accepted that you will be liable for if it gets stolen or if it gets lost, and according to some, even if you're liable for pshia, for negligence, then although it's not technically your chametz, nevertheless, the Torah puts it in your reshus, lo yimotze. This is considered your chametz to be oiver on Baal Yimotze. However, a chametz, which I've not been mekabel achrayis, then you're allowed to have in your house. That's how we do mecheras chametz. We have the chametz of a goy in our house. It's in our house. Why? Because we have not accepted achrayis for that chametz. So that's why you need lo yimotze. Rabbi says, so what do you need Baal Yiroi for? We've explained why Baal Yiroi is not sufficient. What about the other way around? So Baal Yimotze tells me everything. So the answer the Gemara says, Baal Yimotze is only if it's in your immediate vicinity, you could have thought. Yeah? That's called in Baal Yimotze. It's gettable. It's accessible. However, if it's quite far away, yeah, Begvulin, the Gemara says, maybe you're not over on everything. That's why I need Baal Yiroi. No, but it is seen. It's something which is possible to get, although it's not in my immediate vicinity. Nevertheless, it's Baal Yiroi as well. Now, it's Mevorah in the Rambam and others that now every time you have chametz, even if it's concealed, you're over Baal Yiroi and Baal Yimotze. You're not just Oivon Baal Yimotze, you're Oivon Baal Yiroi as well, because Baal Yiroi does not mean just to be seen. Okay. So those are the two psukim. Those are the two lavin, the two loisaza, and there's also mitzvahs I say of tashbis. Right. Let us commence. Chometz of a goy. We mentioned that the chometz of a goy, if a person has accepted achrayas, then it becomes his to transgress the issue of Baal Yiroi and Baal Yimotze. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tov Mem. Right? Siman Tov Mem Seif Aleph. The Mechaber says, "Ein Yehudi shehifkid chemtzo etzel Yisrael, imu chayev ba'achar yusoy." If the Yisrael is chayev in achrayes, migneva va'aveda. So that's the din. Who's chayev for gneva va'aveda, Rabbi Yisai? A shomer, shomer sochar, right? Ve'ben shu beveisoy, ben shu bekol mokim b'shusoy. Not only if it's in your house, even if it's in another one of your premises, chayev levaroy. Yeah, you are mechuyev to be mevaret. And now the Ramah adds to that, and even if you took this chometz and you put it in another non-Jewish person's rishus. No, do me a favor. I'm not allowed to have this chometz in my rishus because I've accepted responsibility. You look after it for me. Look, so you ask another one, right? You ask another non-Jew to look after this chometz, which is not even yours. You are still over. Why? Because the mere acceptance of responsibility makes you transgress to the Bani Rai and Bani Matze. And now the Mechaber brings a dea that even if you didn't accept, you did not accept Gnevo Aveda, you just were Shoy Mechinam. V'yashoyim she'afilu eina alav eila Shoy Mechinam, she'chayev v'pshia, chayev levaroi. Right? You are mechuyev to be mevayer, even if all you accepted was negligence. So Rabbi says, so how do we do Mechiras Chametz today? How do we do Mechiras Chametz today? And you should be machmir for this event. That means even if all I accepted was responsibility for negligence, I still that's enough to be mechayev in Bali and Bali Matzah. So when I have the Chametz in my cupboard, belonging to the, which I sold to the Goy, yeah? Let's say I leave my door and not alarm, whatever you would call negligence, let's say the door open, in the middle of the night and nobody there, yeah, I would say that's negligence, no? So it should be, so it could be, what happened to Bali Oran and Bali Matze? So I think the answer is, we sell him the premises as well. The premises on which the chometz is lying, that is also sold to the goy. Right? So that area, so therefore it's not in my house. It's only in my house when it's the goy's chametz in my house. But when it's the goy's chametz in the goy which I have rented out to the goy for the purpose of holding his chametz, then I will not be, then I will not transgress.
You said before that if you accepted that price, it doesn't help you to put it in the goy's premises. It doesn't help you to give it to someone else.
Here.
Even the goy.
If you sold it, you sold it, you sold it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for that doesn't help us.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I have to rethink that. Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. Yeah. Yeah, that's a very good point. Thank you. Right. Okay. So that's the chometz of a goy. But if the chometz, but as we said, if a person has not been mekabel achrayes, then a person is allowed to have the goy of the chometz of a goy, as long as Rabbi Yisai is enough to cover it. You can't just cover it, you have to put a mechitza. That's why a cupboard is a mechitza. It must be a mechitza, a halachic mechitza as well. A halachic mechitza is a mechitza of 10 tefachim. Yeah, so if you put it in the corner, even though you'll be able to see it if you look over, that's okay. As long as you have a halachic mechitza, that is okay. Okay, so let's go, that's one piece of information. Second piece of information. What about the chometz, not of a goy, of a Yisrael? I've got the chometz of a Yisrael in my rishus. Right? Who transgresses the issur of Bali Yoreh and Bali Matzeh? Right? Let's cover both cases. Chometz of a goy where I accept achrayis, where I accept responsibility, and chometz of a goy where I don't accept responsibility. Okay? So you've got Reuven's chometz in Shimon's house. Right. Reuven's chametz in Shimon's house. Who transgresses and who I think who has the obligation min haTorah of tashbisu? So what does the item say? Sorry? Whoever's house it is, right? And what about the owner of the chametz? The owner of the chametz. It's his chametz. Right? So, the fact that it's in another rishus, we said, it doesn't matter. It's, if it's your chometz, you'll be oiv. So the owner of the chametz is definitely oiver on Baal Yirayeh and Baal Yimotzeh, right? Wherever his chametz is, right? The shaila is, what about the nifkad, the person looking after the chametz? So it depends. If he's mekabel achrayis, then is he oiver? Definitely, it's a kal v'chaymer from a non-Jew, right? If a non-Jew's chametz I'm looking after and I accept responsibility, I'm oiv on Baal Yirayeh l'matzeh, kol shekein, or the more so, if I accept responsibility for a yid's chametz, right? That's the mechaber. Yisrael, it's tough, at the end of Simon Tov Mem, Yisrael shehivkid chemtzoy etzel Yisrael chavei, right? Reuven gave over his chametz to Shimon, or to a non-Jew, even if the nifkad was mekabel achrayus, so therefore the nifkad now is being oiver on Baal Yirayeh and Baal Yimotzeh, oiver alav af hamafkid. So the Shulchan Aruch says that a Yisrael who places his chometz either in a non-Jewish possession or to another Jew, despite the fact that they have been mekabel achrayus. So therefore their mekabel achrayus has put it in a way in their rishus, right? They're oiver, right? The yid's oiver. Nevertheless, that doesn't take away from the fact that the mafkid, the chametz belongs to him. See, he's also oiver. Okay? Sorry? No, you can't sell it. Correct. You can't sell it after Pesach. You can't sell it. The only way to deal with it is to destroy it. So, I call after Pesach. I call mitzuvin levaroi.
No, during
sale
before Pesach. Can you sell it on behalf of the market?
Right. Okay. I will. All right. Okay. So that's the halacha, is you wait until the latest possible stage, right? And you've got to take into account, you don't want to wait so late that it's hardly worth anything. But if you've got a yid's chometz, and you know, let's say, it would hardly be practical today, because most people will do mechiras chometz anyway, right? He'll sell the chometz which you have of your friend, then that friend presumably will do mechiras chometz with his rabbi, and therefore he's not going to be transgressing Baal Yirayeh, Baal Yimotzeh. You don't accept achrayus, right? Otherwise, you'll be snookered again. There's no problem of anybody being oiv on Baal Yirayeh, Baal Yimotzeh. But if you know that this person is not doing mechiras chometz, let's say he is a non-religious person, and he doesn't know anything about mechiras chometz, then you have a duty. You can't sell it straight away. But however, you take into account that you've got to leave enough time that it's going to at least be worth something to sell, to be able to sell. Yeah, if you're selling it to a non-Jew, then even at the last minute you could sell it. It won't change the value. Right. However, this is talking about when you mekabel achrayus, Rabbi Yisai. Right? What about, now we're going back to our shaila, what about if you're not mekabel achrayus? Right? Reuven, which is our shaila here, Reuven has Shimon's whiskey. Right? He was not mekabel achrayus. What is the din, Rabbi Yisai, before Pesach comes along? Right? So before Pesach comes along, it's the same halacha as we said before. You try to delay as late as possible, yeah? Because you've got no right beforehand to go and sell Yenna's chametz. You might come and pick it up. But when you see it's coming to the Zman HaIsur, you go and sell your friend's chometz. Why? Because he is being oivan Baal Yirayeh and Baal Yimotzeh. Right? The person, the owner of the chometz, is being oivan Baal Yirayeh and Baal Yimotzeh. That's what the Mechaber says, right? Sorry? No, but then that's Zochin La'odom Shaloi Befono. He's asking, what if it's a non-religious Jew? Then he doesn't want you to sell it. That's a shame. Is it a schus for him if he wants to be an avarian? If he doesn't want to keep the Torah, I don't know. I'm definitely allowed to destroy it. I'm definitely allowed to destroy it. So I'm doing it for his. He can't take me afterwards to Din, yeah, because I destroyed his 100-pound whiskey. He can't, because I am mechuyev to do that. Because that same Torah, which requires me to have a monetary responsibility for him, also requires him to destroy his chametz before Pesach. So therefore, I am doing my obligation. Clap for him. So Yisrael shaya biyodah chemtzah shel Yisrael acher bepikodin. Ya'akvenu ad shahei. You should wait until the fifth hour. V'im loy ba ba'alav. If the owner did not come, yimkerenu. You should sell it. If you didn't manage to sell it and you haven't got time, says the Shulchan Aruch, Chayev levaroi bizmani suroi. Afilu imein chayev b'achor yosoi. Even if you're not chayev b'achor yosoi, so therefore, you're not even v'aliroi v'alimotze, it's not my chomet, it's the other Israel's chomet. I've not been mekabel achrayis. Nevertheless, you're mechuyev to destroy it. Why? Because I have a responsibility to him. He's got to get rid of the chomet. So I have a responsibility to look after his, to make sure that he doesn't transgress. Here comes a fascinating Mishnah Berurah v'Shem Legra. The Mishnah Berurah v'Shem Legra says, you know why you have to destroy Shimon's chametz? Reuven has to destroy Shimon's chametz, not because of Shimon's obligation, because of Reuven's obligation. Reuven, who is the nifkad, who has chametz of another Israel, even though it's not his chametz, and even though he hasn't accepted the chayas. So the chayas, what do you mean? It's not even my chametz bichlav. Right? The goy's chametz you're allowed to have in your rishus. Says the girl, yeah, that's the goy's chametz you're allowed to have in your rishus. But Israel's chametz, you yourself are oivan on Baal Yerayim Baal Yimata, even if you're not mekabel achrayas. That means, when the Torah says, "Ve'lo yara lecha," we mamat a goy, lecha shelcha en atarai, abal shel akum atarai. You're allowed to have a chometz of a goy in your rishus. We're only mamat a goy, but another Yisrael, you yourself transgress. Okay. Let us now, with that, go back to our scenario. Rabbi Isaac, this guy is the guest has come with a bottle of whiskey, right? The guest did not do mechiras chometz. Who, Rabbi Isai, is oiver on Baal Yerayim and Baal Yimotze on this bottle of whiskey? Right? Certainly the owner. Well, no, even if you're not. Even if it's just merely sitting in your domain, in your rishos, you are oiver, according to the Gra, you're oiver on Baal Yerayim and Baal Yimotze. Because we're only memayet a non-Jew's chometz. But here, though, you're certainly not mekabel achrayis. You are oiver Baal Yerayim and Baal Yimotze. Min ha-tayra. Right? So you've got a serious shayla on your hand. You've got the guests, Baal Yerayim Baal Yimotze, and you've got your own Baal Yerayim Baal Yimotze on this chomet, which I don't even want. So what's the option? Doesn't matter. You only need shayme when it's a non-Jewish, a non-Jew's chomet. Here we're talking about it's a Yisrael's chomet. That makes the question much more severe. Right. That's what the Gra is coming to me in Chadesh. When it says Achirim Atarai, it means only a non-Jew. But if it belongs to another Yisrael, a Yisrael is like my goof. We're like one goof. We're not memayet another Yisrael. That's why I'm bringing this chiddush, this novelty of the Gra, which is also mevorah in other poskim. The Mishnah Berurah, it's in Tav Mem Gimel. Sif Katan Yudale, that's where he brings it. I bring it at the end of question one. So therefore, what should he do here, Rabbi Isai? You've got a shaila here, minatayra Baal Yerayim Baal Yimotze. Normally, if you find chometz in your rishus, what do you do? Koifa alav keili. You cover it, and then on Motze Yom Tov, you destroy it. Rabbi Isai, what happens if... Sorry? Correct. That's why Koifa alav kli. I'm not allowed to touch it. No, Cholamayit, there's no Yisrael Mokse on Cholamayit. Right? Koifa alav kli, and then on Cholamayit I'm avayir it. Rabbi Isai, what about if I forgot to do Bitul Chometz? I forgot to do Bitul Chometz, or alternatively, I got it, I purchased it from my next door neighbor, my non-Jewish next door neighbor, I didn't even know it was Chometz. Yeah? And I'm having to be koine, so therefore it's mine, minatayr. Am I allowed now to destroy it? So that is a big machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim take, what do you mean? Of course you are. Because you're allowed to do a melacha, you have an obligation to destroy this chametz min ha-Torah. Yeah? And therefore, even a melacha is mutter. You're allowed to be mavi, you're allowed to make a fire to burn this chametz. Because you have a tzairech, it's a tzairech mitzvah. It's no different from carrying your talis to shul or any other mitzvah sayon. So therefore, if you have a chiyuv min ha-Torah to burn this chametz, they hold, you can do melacha, and then you can move it. You can be oiv on the issue of muktzeh. However, other rishonim hold, no, b'chol gavna, in all cases, you're not allowed to touch that chametz. Yeah? What is the final halacha? Despite the fact that on every second you are transgressing Bali Yoram Bali Motzi. What is the halacha? The Mishnah Berurah says the halacha, the minhag, is like the second opinion, which we mentioned, that even when you're over on Bali Yoram Bali Motzi, you still do not touch the whiskey. Not only can you not do a halacha, you can't even be over on the issue of Muktzeh. You cover it and you deal with it on Motzeh Yom Tov. Therefore, accordingly, what should this person do? He can't take the whiskey and pour it into the Beis HaKisseh, into the toilet, because he's not even allowed to be even on Muktzeh. So, right? So this is a very serious... Sorry, what was...
Get the goy next door.
Ah, right. So one thing Mishra Bura says, get the goy. Get the guy and don't panic, because Mishnah Berurah says when you're being Isaac and getting rid of chametz, you're not even Bali Yoram Matze. That means even though the process might be taking me 5 minutes, 10 minutes, don't get nervous. Yeah, that every second counts. Every extra second I'm being over on Bali Yoram Matze. As long as you are busying yourself getting rid of it, you're not being over on Bali Yoram Matze. So the option is to get a guy. What about Raboisai? Yeah, he puts the whiskey on my dining room table. On my dining room table. Or he hands it to me. Yeah? Now, he hands it to me, I can't just give it back to him, right, as we mentioned. So I would like to suggest that in these two scenarios, you can take the whiskey and obviously you've got to do it in a sensitive manner. He doesn't know, oh, I suddenly need the bathroom. You're telling me, yeah? And if he's given it to you in your hands, then since it's in your hands already, right, then you already can get rid of it, because you're already touching it. Why? Because he's given it to you, and you can't embarrass him and not take it from him. Or alternatively, it's just simply not an option to keep on. You know that after all the stress of all the preparation, that's the last thing you want—a bottle of whiskey on your Seder night table. Right. So therefore, you definitely have a heter. Yeah, Lanias Daiti. That's poshul that you're allowed to move it from there. Yeah. Once you're moving it, so you can destroy it. Right? However, normally this scenario will not come up, because normally it will be included in the Mechiras Chometz, despite the fact that the guy doesn't know that it's Chometz. Right? A person doesn't know that something Chometz, but if it's written on the Shtar, or if it's written, the document says Chometz is sold to the guy, then that Chometz is sold. So therefore, in such a case, despite the fact the person didn't know, and even Rabbi Yisrael, even if I accepted it as a present, but I didn't know it was whiskey, like it was a concealed box, that would also not be a problem, because that's mekach tzolz. I don't want to be kind of something which is to my detriment. Therefore, if you know that the guest has done mechiras chometz, then, if he's already put it in a place where you can keep it, right, it's not going to cause a stress, and right, then you can leave it there, just cover it up. And then what do you do on Chol HaMoed? You put it together with the rest of your chametz, because it's no problem. It's the guy's chametz, which you're not becoming achrayis, right? If he's put it on an inconvenient place, or like the Pesach, like the Seder table, then you can take it to the chametz liquor cupboard and put it together with. Yeah, but you have to move the muktzeh. You can't have it here. That's not an option. Then we will permit you to take the whiskey and put it together with the guy's chometz which you have sold. Thank you for listening. Hakosher on Pesach.